This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding Janice, middle initial E, Childs, C-H-I-L-D-S, date of birth August 22, 1940. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Childs with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, permanent atrial fibrillation, and anemia. Her last visit was August 7th, 2025. Today, she reports that she had a recent fall and landed on her tailbone. She's able to sit in a chair without discomfort, but when she goes from sitting to standing, she feels some discomfort in the tailbone area. She also complains of intermittent blood that she notes on toilet paper after having a stool when she wipes. And she wonders if that was caused by the fall or by something else. She does have a history of colon cancer also. She is in a wheelchair. Her son brings her to appointments, and she is able to transfer from wheelchair to chair and bed, etc., with some minimal assistance. She did have an ER visit, and that was last year of 2025, and she had a urinary tract infection. She was able to receive some antibiotics, and she was discharged home after the ER visit. She does see Dr. Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, for follow-up on her history of bladder cancer, and she has a suprapubic catheter that requires monthly changing. And she's doing well with that. No current cloudiness or blood noted in the urine. Minimal dyspnea on exertion, although she doesn't do much with exertion. No orthopnea or PND. No chest pain or palpitations. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. And no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight spironolactone. She takes 12.5 milligrams daily. She's also been taking carvedilol, 25 milligrams. The son reports that is difficult to break in half. She takes a half a dose of 12.5 milligrams twice a day. And they would like me to change the 25 milligrams to a 12.5 milligrams tab so it won't have to be broken or cut. And they will be able to get the full 12.5 milligram BID. So we will call that into her pharmacy in Elma here. It's the same dose, just it won't have fragmenting of the pill that the son is describing. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 20 milligram daily. She's on maximum dose Trulicity, 4.5 milligram weekly. She takes UTI stat tablets once a day, or liquid once a day. Protonix is 40 milligram daily. Magnesium, 200 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, take the Trulicity off there. The Trulicity has been switched to Mounjaro, Mounjaro, 5 milligram once a week for her diabetes. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 116 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 70. Blood pressure 130 over 70. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, suprapubic catheter in place. Urine in Foley catheter bag appears clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. And most recent lab studies were done January 31st, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.13. Estimated GFR is 48. Albumin is 4.6. Calcium 10.3. Phosphorus is 3.9. Sodium is 134. Previous level was 130. Potassium is 5.1. Carbon dioxide, 23. Albumin, 4.6. Phosphorus is 3.9. Hemoglobin, 10.6. Normal white count. Platelets, 144,000. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue to have lab studies done monthly. 2, anemia, most likely secondary to chronic disease. We will continue to monitor the hemoglobin monthly. 3, permanent atrial fibrillation. The heart rate appears regular today. And she may be 100% paced with her pacemaker. And 4, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.